This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Amid rising overdose rates, a state anti-stigma campaign allows all Coloradans to order and send up to 6 free cards to people living with addiction this holiday season. People can also download digital cards from recoverycardsproject.com. Many of the artists are in recovery themselves. Nearly 1,500 people in Colorado died from an overdose in 2020. Coloradans concerned about their substance use or a loved one can call the Colorado Crisis Services. There's a new way for unemployed Coloradans to get help for mental health and substance abuse issues. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Dialing 211 Colorado connects people to thousands of basic needs resources. Under a new state contract, Coloradans who've lost their jobs can call the number to learn about mental health and substance use benefits through their insurance or assistance programs. They can also sign up for Medicaid, get treatment, and connect to services like food, housing, and financial assistance. The state is partnering with Mile High United Way to offer the service through June next year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The planet Venus is especially visible in Colorado skies this week and will stay that way through the start of the new year. The Denver Post reports the planet's orbit has brought it slightly closer to Earth than usual. Stargazers can spot Venus along the southwest horizon now through early January. It will be the second brightest object in the night sky after the moon. This is CPR News. If you plan on hanging out tonight to see the bright planet, you should definitely bundle up. Lows are going to be in the low 30s this evening. The Daily's up next.